The way the clients come to me is very simple. New York has, and I know you're going to find this unbelievable, but the most advanced legal system ever for representing children in abuse and neglect cases. Here's the way the system works. A person's accused of abusing or neglecting their child. They, of course, will get lawyers. If they can't afford lawyers, lawyers will be provided for them. The government prefers the case. The government, of course, has lawyers. In the New York system, the child also gets a lawyer, an independent lawyer, not from the government, okay, not retained by the parents. That person is called a law guardian. They're appointed off a rotating panel of people who are qualified to be on the panel. That's the way you get abuse and neglect cases. But I also get cases where kids are accused of crimes. Some of those are court appointed. Some of those I've been retained by extraordinarily wealthy people whose kids put themselves in these situations. I also sometimes represent, you ever see two elephants fight? Okay, think about the grass beneath them. That's the kid in a divorce case or a custody case. So I represent kids in those cases. I represent kids in adoptions. I also represent children who've been abused by third parties. In other words, not by the parents. I'm retained by the parents because it was a daycare center or a scout leader or a coach. So those are all the different ways that I end up with clients. When I went to law school and said that's what I intended to do, it was like a great joke to all those sociopathic little yuppies because they couldn't believe you could make a living at it. And they were pretty much right, actually. So when I began, before the books hit, and I could, I don't simply need to work for a living, I could just represent kids. Before that, I did half-time criminal defense and half-time representing kids. And the criminal defense practice was restricted. I only did like shooting, stomping, stabbing. I didn't do narcotics and I didn't do sex. But I did violence all the time. And, you know, made a good living at that, and that financed representing kids. In New York now, in the city, most of the law guardian work's done now by an agency, by a private agency that's got a contract with the city. But I did cases in Westchester, any place that I could find them, as long as it was in New York.